Buckle up, listeners. We are diving deep into crypto today.
Oh, yeah.
The wild ride out there.
It always is. Never a dull moment.
That's what makes it so fascinating.
Absolutely.
Our guide for today's deep dive is a really interesting Hamster News article.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one.
Yeah, from October 17th, just a couple of days ago.
Very recent.
Hot off the press.
Love it.
And we're talking about some big players making some big moves. Tesla, Trump. And just the global crypto scene in general, you know, keeping us all on the edge of our seats as always.
Speaking of big moves, I think that's a great place to start because Tesla just did something that has everybody talking.
159,000 bitcoins on the move.
That's a whale of a move, no pun intended.
Yeah, that's not just spare change we're talking about.
Not at all.
$750 million worth of Bitcoin, they held it for 2 years.
Which is a long time in the crypto world, especially these days.
It really is. What's your take on this whole thing?
Well, when a company like Tesla, with that kind of influence, makes a move like this, it sends shockwaves through the entire market.
For sure.
People want to know, is this a sign? Are they getting ready for something big? Nobody really knows.
Right.
And that's the thing about crypto. It's like a giant game of chess, and everyone's trying to guess the next move.
So we've got Tesla playing their cards close to their chest.
Exactly.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have, well, let's just say a less discreet crypto venture. Donald Trump. And this whole DeFi project.
Yes. Trump's foray into the cryptosphere.
Not exactly going as planned, would you say?
Well, let's just say the numbers speak for themselves. They were aiming for $300 million.
$300 million.
And they barely scraped together $1 million.
$1 million. That's, I don't even know what to say. It's almost unbelievable.
It's a stark reminder that in the crypto world, name recognition alone isn't enough.
It really is. And it leaves you wondering, what does it really take to succeed in this space?
Well, I think it boils down to a few key things.
Like what?
You need a solid product, a strong community, and a bit of that decentralized magic.
You said it, decentralized magic.
It's hard to define, but you know it when you see it. And I think a lot of people feel that Trump's project, well, it just didn't have that certain something.
Interesting.
It's almost ironic, you know?
How so?
You have someone who represents, well, the old way of doing things, trying to make it in this new world of decentralization.
And it's not working out so well.
Not so much, no.
It's a fascinating case study, but let's move on from a crypto project that, let's face it, kind of flopped.
Okay.
To a report that has everyone talking and that paints a much brighter picture of the crypto world.
You're talking about the Andreessen Horowitz report, the A16s?
Exactly, the big one.
Yeah, that's always a must read for anyone who's serious about crypto.
So what are the big takeaways this year?
Well, global adoption is exploding.
Really?
670 million crypto owners worldwide. That's not just a small group of techies anymore.
That's massive.
It's huge. And it shows you that crypto is going mainstream.
Wow. 670 million.
And that number is only going to grow.
That's incredible. So it's not just hype anymore.
Not even close. This is the real deal. And I think that's what has people excited.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it. 670 million people. That's like, what, almost 10% of the entire planet.
It's incredible, and it really speaks to the power of this technology. And you know what's even more exciting? This growth isn't just about speculation or, you know, trying to get rich quick.
Right.
It's about the underlying technology, the blockchain.
And how it's evolving.
Exactly. We're seeing major improvements in scalability, security, and user experience, which is key for mass adoption.
So it's getting easier for everyday people to actually use crypto.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting, especially when you look at the rise of DeFi, decentralized finance.
DeFi. It's a bit of a buzzword these days, but what does it actually mean for the average person?
It's all about cutting out the middleman.
The banks, the institutions.
Exactly. With DeFi, you have the potential to access financial services directly, peer-to-peer, without relying on these traditional gatekeepers.
So it's like taking back control of your finances.
Empowering individuals. That's the promise of DeFi.
Sounds pretty revolutionary.
It has the potential to be, but like with any revolution, there are going to be some bumps in the road.
Risks, challenges, things to watch out for.
Absolutely. And one of the biggest ones is, well, scams. Just like that Hakuri mining case mentioned in the Hamster News article.
Right. The one where that promoter got 20 years.
That's a long time.
It is. So how can our listeners protect themselves from these kinds of scams?
It all comes down to due diligence, doing your research before you invest in anything.
What are some red flags people should look out for?
If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Be wary of any project that guarantees returns.
That's good advice for any investment, not just crypto.
True, but it's especially important in the crypto space because things move so quickly.
Right, and there's a lot of hype.
Exactly. Another red flag is a lack of transparency. Always check if the team behind the project is public, if they have a good track record, and if they're open about their technology and their goals.
So basically, don't just jump in blindly.
Exactly. Take your time, do your research, and if something feels off, trust your gut.
Speaking of things that can feel a bit off, let's talk about government regulation, or in some cases, the lack thereof.
Yes, the regulatory landscape, always a hot topic.
And it looks like Italy is making some big moves. What's with this 42% capital gains tax on crypto profits?
Well, governments around the world are trying to figure out how to deal with crypto, and Italy seems to be taking a pretty aggressive approach.
42% is a pretty big chunk of change.
It is, and it's definitely going to have an impact on the Italian crypto scene. Whether it's positive or negative, only time will tell.
It makes you wonder if other countries will follow suit.
It's certainly possible. Governments are always looking for new sources of revenue.
And the crypto world is a pretty tempting target.
No doubt about it, but it's a double-edged sword, right?
How so?
Well, on the one hand, regulation can bring much-needed legitimacy and stability to the market. But on the other hand, it could stifle innovation and drive investors away.
It's a tough balancing act.
It really is, and it's something that the entire crypto community is grappling with.
It's like trying to navigate a minefield. You never know when something's going to explode.
That's a pretty apt analogy, but even with all the risks and uncertainties, there's something undeniably exciting about the space.
Definitely. It's like the Wild West of finance.
Exactly. And who knows what the future holds, but one thing's for sure, it's going to be an interesting ride.
That's the beauty of it, right? The unknown, the potential, it's all part of the adventure.
I couldn't agree more. And at the end of the day, that's what draws people to crypto, the sense of possibility. The feeling that we're on the cusp of something truly revolutionary.
Speaking of revolutionary, I think it's time we bring things back down to earth for a moment and talk about what all of this means for the individual investor.
A perfect segue, because while it's easy to get caught up in all the hype and speculation, the most important thing is to remember that at its core, crypto is about empowering individuals.
It's about giving people more control over their money, their data, their digital lives.
It's easy to get caught up in the macro level of it all, you know?
Totally. Tesla's moving millions. Governments are freaking out about taxes. It's a lot.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, crypto, it all comes back to the individual.
That's right. And I think that's a great point for us to kind of shift gears a bit. You know, what does all of this mean for the average person who's listening right now? Maybe they're just dipping their toes into the crypto waters. What advice would you give them?
First things first, don't panic.
Right. It can feel overwhelming.
It can, but it doesn't have to be. Start with the basics. Learn about blockchain technology.
There are some great resources out there, actually.
Tons of them. Online courses, videos, articles, you name it.
And you don't have to become an expert overnight.
No. Just start small. Take your time. And most importantly, don't be afraid to ask questions.
The crypto community can seem a bit intimidating at first. But there are a lot of really helpful people out there.
Absolutely. People who are passionate about this space and want to share their knowledge.
And remember, investing in crypto, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Couldn't agree more. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't try to get rich quick. Just focus on learning and growing your knowledge over time.
Slow and steady wins the race.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe one day you'll be the one making headlines with the big crypto move.
Maybe we'll be talking about you on the next deep dive.
I wouldn't mind that.
But in all seriousness, folks, the crypto world is full of possibilities, but it's up to each and every one of us to navigate it responsibly.
Well said. Stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there.
And on that note, we're going to wrap things up for today. Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through the world of crypto.
Always a pleasure.
This is your host, signing off. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you on the flip side.